Ezra Shem Mitzvah, we begin Perik Chamishi, the fifth and final chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tainis, the Laws of Fast, and Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times, which in this parak we discuss the fasts that are set fast, and they're there to remind us of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, of the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, of the Beis HaMikdash. As Rambam gets a lach off regarding the five fasts, Yeshem Yom, there are days, Shekol Yisrael Mes'an Behem, that all the Jewish people fast regarding them, and they had Tzara She'ir Behem regarding the difficulties that happened on them. Kedei L'Oreh Halbav is to awaken the hearts, Laftoich D'Achei Tshuva, to open up the paths of repentance. V'yizeh Zekarin L'Maseinu Ram, and they should remind us of our evil deeds. U'maisei Abiseinu, and the deeds are our father, Shalikim Masein Atu, which is how we act today. At Shegarm Lehem, until it caused them, Olano, and for us, Oysen Atzachos, these difficulties. Shebezichron V'Ameilu, because when you recall these things, Noshub Leheitib, we return to do the good. Shemek says in the Pasuk V'Yikr, V'Zvadu Zavayin, they shall confess their sins, V'Zavayin Avayisim Magam, and the sins of their fathers, etc. Halacha Beis. Now, V'Eilim, and these are the fasts. Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, the third of Tishrei, Shabbai Ner Gedalia ben Achikim, where a leader of the Jewish people, Gedalia ben Achikim, was murdered. V'nichbaz gacheles Yisrael Nesheres, and so to speak, extinguished the remaining coal that was still flaming in the Jewish people. That was extinguished. V'siba v'lohasim gulusim, and the cause to conclude their exile, which he was appointed in charge after the Churban for the remaining Jews, and when he was killed, they all went into exile. And then you have Asir B'Tavis, the 10th of Tavis. Shabbai Samach Melch Babel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Al Yerushalayim. That's when the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, went and laid siege to Yerushalayim. Vavi B'Matzah B'Matzah. He brought it to constraints and a stranglehold when he surrounded them on the 10th of Tavis. The Yudzayim B'Tamas, and you have the 17th of Tamas, which Chamishah Devarim Edubay, five calamities happened on that day. First of all, Nishtar Baluchis, the Ten Commandments, the two Luchis were broken because on the 6th of Sivan it was given. And the 7th, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the rest of the Torah, and he was there for 40 days. Comes out that it finished on the 17th of Tammuz. And he came down, he saw the eagle, and he broke the Luchis. Ubatla Tamin Mibayis Rishon. They stopped bringing the daily sacrifice in the first place of Migdash. On when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim, they stopped it on the Shabbat Asa B'Tammuz because of a story that happened. And Yerushalayim, the walls were broken into by the second Beis HaMikdash being destroyed on the 17th of Tammuz. The son of Apastamas Harasha, the wicked Apastamas, who is a Greek governor in the days of the Churban Bayis Sheni, he burnt Esatayr the Torah. And the Hematel Mehechel, and an idol was put into the sanctuary on Shavas B'Tammuz also. Halacha Gimel, B'Tish B'Av, the 9th of Av, Chamisha Devarim Edubay, five terrible things happened on that day. Nigzar al Yisrael by Midbar Shalei Kansel Aretz. It was decreed on that day when the Meraglim and the spies came back, which was the night of Tisha B'Av. It was decreed on the Jewish people that they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael for those 40 years. V'char v'bayis b'rishayin b'shniyah, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash on the 9th of Av. V'nilka te'ir gedilo Beitar Shema, and a great city, its name was Beitar, was captured. V'hoi ba'alofim u'davavaz mi'Yisrael. They were thousands and myriads, tens of thousands of Jewish people over there. They had a great king, the Jewish people. And all the Jews and all the great sages thought, through Melech HaMashiach, that he is the anointed king, the Messiah. And he fell into the hands of the Romans, and they were all killed. It was a great, terrible calamity, like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Boi Yom, on that same day, Hamuchan Lepranis, which was prepared for punishment, was always going to be a bad day for the Jews. Tisha B'Av, Chadash Tarnas Rafas, Harasha, this wicked Tarnas Rafas, plowed over Esahichel, the sanctuary of Esviv, and the surrounding areas, L'Kaim HaShnem HaTavol, it says in the Pasuk, in Micha, Tzion Sodet Techadash. Tzion, the Beis HaMikdash, will be plowed like a field. Halacha Dalt. Now these four fast days, Harim Mufarash Makabalah, they're explicit in the words of the Navi. As you have a pasuk in Zechariah, Tzayim Revi, Betzayim Chemisha, Begoimer, talks about the fast of the four, the fast of the five, etc., which refer to these four fasts. You have Tzayim Revi, the fast of the four, mean Zeshiv Asa B'Tamas is the seventh of Tamas, Shubachidah should be in the fourth month. You have Nisan Ir Sivan Tamas. Betzayim Chemisha, the fast of the five, Zetish Bav Shubachidah Chemisha, which is in the fifth month. Betzayim Shvi, the fast of the seven, Zeshleisha B'Tishrei, is the third of Tishrei, Shubachidah should be in the seventh month. And we have B'tzayim Asiri, the fast of the tens. Asar B'tavis refers to the tenth of Tavis, Shubachidish Asir, which is in the tenth month. Halacha Hey. Now, B'nogu Kol Yisrael B'zmanim Eilu L'Sanos. The custom is for all the Jewish people in these times to fast on these four fasts. Now, there's a fifth fast, which is very different. It'll be Yud Gimel B'Adar. On the 13th of Adar, Zechul Tainish is under Bimei Haman, is to recall the fast that the Jewish people fasted in the days of Haman, Harasha. Shemak says in the Pasuk in Megillah Sester, Divri Hatzimis Vazakasim, to recall the words of the fast and their screams. Now, Vimchal Yud Gimel Ba'ad Elis B'Shabbos, if, because then they screamed out and then they saved the great miracle. Vimchal Yud Gimel Ba'ad Elis B'Shabbos, if the 13th of Ba'ad, which is the day of the fast, the day before Purim, which is the 14th, falls out to be on the Shabbos, which you don't fast on Shabbos, Magdim Masam Machamishi, so you don't fast on Arab Shabbos either, so they do it then earlier on the already on the previous Thursday, through Yad Alf, which is the 11th of Ba'ad. Aval Echad Ma'boy Yimei Atzam Mishach Elis B'Shabbos, but in contrast, all the other four fasts that we described regarding the Churban Beis Hamikdash, if it falls out on Shabbos, Deichen Oysel Achas Shabbos, we actually push it up till after Shabbos, because as the Gemara Megillah says, Akdumi Peranis LeMekadmi, we don't do any punishments, which are what these days recall, to be earlier. If anything, we do it later. Now, Chaliyas, if it falls out to be Be'erev Shabbos on the Friday, then if it falls out on that day, Misan Be'erev Shabbos, then we'll fast on the Friday. Now, Obachol Atzam Yisraelu, all these fast days, Emasriyin, we don't blow the trumpet, V'lo Mispalmim Tefillah Sneila, and we don't dab in the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, in contrast, like we said, regarding the rain. But we learn from the Torah in by Tefillah Shachas and Mincha Be'Chal Moshe, which talks about Hashem having rachmanis on the Jewish people. And all these fasts you could eat and drink at night. Except in the 9th of Av, where you have to stop eating, like by Yom Kippur, when it's still daytime. Halach of Av, regarding the month of Av and regarding Tisha B'Av individually, Mishakanis Av, when the month of Av starts, we diminish joy. And B'Shabbos Chal Tisha B'Av Lis B'Teicha, what's called Shavu Shechal B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in that week, Aslo Sabe, that week, you're not allowed to get a haircut, Ulchabes, to do laundry, Velibes Kleib Magoitz, and to wear freshly pressed garments, Afili Kleipishim, even linen garments, which it's not so recognizable because anyways they're usually very sharp. Even so, you cannot wear them freshly pressed, Achi Yavatanis, until the fast of the 9th of Ab passes. And Afili Ulchabes, Ulaniach, Lachatanis, even to just do laundry and to leave it for after the fast, also it's forbidden. So now, the custom of the Jewish people has already been not to eat meat this week. It's not to enter into the bathhouse, I mean not to be bathing, until the fast is over. Now, but Yeshmukhaim says certain places, they abolish slaughtering from the beginning of the month until the fast, already from then, not to have the meat. Halacha Zayin, Tishbav, the 9th of Av, Leilikiyem L'chaldavah, the night of Tishbav is like the day for all halachas. And then oichlim elim b'yom, you can only eat when it's still daytime on from the 8th of Av. Ubein hashmasha shloim, and by twilight is aser kiyom kippurim is already forbidden, just like it is by yom kippurim. V'lo yichel baser, one should not eat meat. V'lo yichel yayin, should not drink wine. Basuda hamavsek, what's called the suda hamavsek is the last meal that you stop. That's going to be before the fast should not be with meat or wine. Avashayisu yayin megita, but he could drink wine from his a flask. Sheyesh leishleish yom apachas, that's he has for 3 or less days, which that's not kosher for Nesachim, and therefore it's not considered something that's so rejoicing. It's like more like grape juice. And for Oichel Basam Aliyach, you could also eat salted meat the other way around. Sheyesh Leshoshim Oyoisa, that's at least 3 days or more, where when the salt is too long, it also is not such great meat, and therefore it's not so much joy. So then it's not so much joy like with that wine or meat. Well, Oichel Shnei Tavshilin, and one should also not eat 2 cooked dishes at the Suda HaMavsekis at the last meal before Tisha B'Av. But when we say this, it's Ochel Erev Tisha B'Av Achar Chatzais. If he's eating on the eve of Tisha B'Av, meaning the afternoon of the 8th of Av, after noon. But if he ate a meal before noon, then even if it's the last meal he's having, he could eat whatever he wants. Erev Tisha B'Av is Ochel Yis B'Shabbos. Now, if the day before Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, meaning Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, then you don't have, like we said, the Sudim of Sekis, that you can't eat certain things. And no, you can eat and drink as much as you want to. Umala Shochani, you put on this table, full of Kasud Shlemi, even like the meal of Shlemi Melch, which is an incredible amount, quantity, and quality that he had as when he was king, even that you could eat. Vechein Tishbav Atzmoy. And even Tishbav itself, Shechalis B'Shabbos, and falls out to be on Shabbos, in Machazaklum, you're not going to leave out anything, you're not going to fast on the day, and you can eat whatever you want, even though it's really Tishbav. Halacha Tes. Zuhi midas kol am. This is the measurement of all the general population. She'ein mechem lisbol yisum that with they cannot tolerate when it's too much. Avachasidim reshayin them, but the earlier pious ones kachayisum midasim. This was their the way they used to act. Erev Tisha B'Av, the day before Tisha B'Av, hayimivim loy lo adam levad. They would bring a person by himself, and in the afternoon pascha reva b'melech. dry piece of bread with salt, v'shoyda b'mayim, he would soak it in water, v'yishib bein tana v'kadayim, sit between the oven and the stove, v'oichla, and he eats it, v'shoyso l'akit and shalmayim, and he drinks it a flask of water, but the uga would worry, u'b'shmamim in desolation, u'b'chiyah with crying, k'misha mesim with levonim, like someone who is dead person, his relative just passed away in front of him. That is appropriate for the sages to do a karmaz or something close like this, because to truly mourn the destruction of our Beis HaMikdash. In all our days, we never ate on the eve before Tisha B'Av a cooked dish, even from lentils, only for Shabbos. But if not, you know, a dry piece of bread, and that's it, some water and something like that. Pregnant and nursing women, they fast and they complete the fast on Tisha B'Av. And it's forbidden for one to bathe, whether with warm water, whether cold water. Even to just stick your finger into water is forbidden. It's also forbidden to anoint oneself for pleasure purposes. And regarding wearing shoes, and from having marital intimacy, just like the Day of Atonement and Yom Kippur. Now, a place where the custom is to do malacha, you could do. A place where the custom is not to do, and we don't do malacha. But in all places, Talmud scholars should not work. The sages say, whoever does malacha Tisha B'Av, never sees a sign of blessing from that work. Talmud scholars, they don't greet each other on the 9th of Av. They sit depressed from the pain and the worry over the destruction, but they're nochem kavelim, and they're moaning and sighing like mourners. Now, if an ignorant person does greet them, they respond in a very light lip and a very heavy head, like barely responding. Now, it's forbidden to read on Tisha B'Av Batera from Chumash, or Mevim, or from the prophets, or Ksuvim, or from the writings of Mishnah, from Mishnayos, Malachas, Halachas, Gemara, learning Gemara, about goodness and their homiletic teachings. You're not allowed to, because Torah makes you happy. Rather, you're only allowed to read from Sefer Iyev. It talks about how many difficulties you've had, but kindness, lamentations, but vachem aram shemayim, the bad things that talk about to happen to the Jewish people in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and even to negashab esram b'teilim. But even young children are not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Umiktzah chachamim, and some of the sages noigin, their custom is shloi lenich b'tefillin shoresh, not to put on tefillin on their head, because tefillin are called pe'er, and by the Chorban it says in Sefer Eicha, hishlach b'shemayim eretz to Pharisees, all the splendor of the Jewish people is thrown onto the ground, and therefore not they don't wear tefillin shoresh on Tisha B'Av. Lachid Beis, regarding remembering the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash at all times. B'shachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tikna Chacham Shoei Beis Hadar, the sages in that generation instituted, She'in Boinen La'ilam, that you never build, Binin Mesuyud Umakuyur Kivin HaMalachim. You don't make an ornately decorated with figures on the walls of the structure the way it has in the palaces. Rather, someone smears his house with clay, and he smears it with lime. Moreover, he has to leave an ama squared area connected to Pesach opposite when you open up the door, without even being plastered, without lime. And if someone buys a courtyard, however, it's already been designed and engraved beforehand, then it retains its prior status. We don't obligate him to peel off the walls that already have been painted. They also instituted, if someone prepares the table, to make a meal for guests, he has to diminish from it a little bit. He has to leave an open space without one of the trays that is appropriate to put there, leave something out. So to when the woman adorns herself with her gold and her silver jewelry, she should leave one of the types of jewelries that she has in her collection. It shouldn't be a complete adornment. When the groom marries a woman, he takes ashes and he puts on his head the place where tefillin shel resh is put. And b'chaleila drum, all these things are kedei lizkir Yerushalayim, to recall Yerushalayim. Shlomo says a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kof Lamed Zayin, Im esh gachech Yerushalayim, if I forget Yerushalayim, tishkach imin, I should forget my right hand, tidbak l'shoyin yelechiki, let my tongue stick to my palate, im lo yeskarech, if I don't recall you, im lo alias Yerushalayim, if I don't put Yerushalayim, al rishim chasi, on the top of my joys. Halach yedalt. V'chein gozu. They also decree each lulanagam klesher not to play instruments. V'chom in nezem all types of song. V'chom mashmi kol shasher anything that plays the sound of the song. Asla smaych b'mitz forbidden to rejoice with them. V'asla sham it's forbidden to listen to them. Me'achum because of the destruction. V'afil shida b'peh alayayim. Even to sing with your mouth on wine. Asur is forbidden. Shemak says the pasuk in Yeshaya b'shir lo yishtu yayin. With song they shouldn't be drinking wine. For Nogu Kol Yisrael. Now, however, the custom has already been in all the Jewish people, Loim Medibet Hishbachis, to say words of praise, Oishir Shal Adoyis, Lekel, or songs of thanksgiving to God, Ukol Yitzman, or similar types of things like by Achasna, Alayin on wine, then you could sing, even though there's wine. Halach Tezvav, V'achkach, afterwards, Gazru Ala Trois Chasanim. They made a decree on the crowns of the grooms, Shalei Nechen Klal, that the grooms, the Chasam, should not be wearing that at all, and Shalei Nech HaChasam Bereisha Shumkul, and that the groom should not put on his head any type of tiara. Any type of a crown. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Hosam esnef has removed the hat, the harem atara, and lift off the crown that they shouldn't be wearing this after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash." Bechein gazal atras kalas. So too, they made a decree on the crowns of the brides. Im hoishal kesef b'izav, if it was made out of gold or silver, avshal goldel. But if it's braided, muntel kalen, permitted for the bride. Lachat hazayin, mishadah or Yehuda b'chaban. Someone sees the cities of Judea, which the area around the Beis Hamikdash, in its destroyed state. Oymei says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Ori kodesh chayim midbar, your holy cities were a desert. Bekoreya, and he tears his garment. And furthermore, in is Ro Yushalayim, which is inside Judea. He sees Yerushalayim b'chabana, the city of Yerushalayim in its destroyed state. Oymei says where it says over there, Tzion midbar hayoyse b'gaima, Tzion was a desert, etc. And when it goes further in, Beis Hamikdash b'chabana, the temple in its destroyed state, he sees. Oymei says where it says over there, Beis Kocheinu b'tabateinu b'gaima, our holy and glorious house, etc., has been destroyed. V'kadeh, he tears his garment again. Omehechen chayv l'kram, where do you start tearing? Menatzayfim, from the area where you could, around Yerushalayim, that's possible to see from there, the makam of the Mikdash, that's where you tear. Now, k'shagil l'mikdash, when he actually gets to the base of Mikdash, k'dei k'ra achar, he tears another tear. Now, v'impogam b'mikdashchil, if he actually encountered the temple first, how's that possible? Because you have a Medeir Hamidbar, when you come through the desert and you're not coming through Yerushalayim, then k'dei l'mikdash, you'll tear on the temple, then you add another tear when you come to Yerushalayim. Halach Yitzayim. All these tears that were described, that one tears when they see the Churban in Yerushalayim, and or Yehuda in the Beis Hamikdash, kredei b'yada, he tears it with his hand, not with a vessel, not with a tool, mu'umit standing, and b'kredei kol k'sosh olav, he tears all the garment that's on him, achigal asleep until he gets to his chest. And b'einim ha'achin k'ram e'loyim, he never fully mends these tears. But he's allowed to stitch it, lamolam, to hem it, lalakim, to gather together, to'afram, kibin salamis, to sew it like ladders, meaning, in other words, not straight, just that it should be recognizable that there was a tear over here. Halach yitchas. If someone was coming and going to Yerushalayim, halach abo is coming and going. So if it's within 30 days, it was last year, in the kirei kirecha, then he does not tear again. But if it's already been after 30 days since he's been last in Yerushalayim, then he'll go back and tear his garment again. Halachi test regarding that all the fasts will ultimately be days of joy and happiness. All these fasts, they're going to end up being abolished in the days of when the Mashiach is going to come. Not only that, they're actually going to be days of good days, holidays. Days of rejoicing and of gladness. Shlomo says the pasuk in Zechariah. So says Hashem, which we said, the fast of the 4, the fast of the 5, the fast of the 7, the fast of the 10. Yiyah lebeis Yehuda will be for the house of Yehuda, lasasana lesimcha, for joy and for happiness, lemeyadim tovim, for good holidays, v'emes v'asham ahavu, and truth and peace they will love. Slik hilchas tainis, we have concluded the halachas of tainis, of the fast, siat d'shmai.